Welcome to the Dream Machine, another episode in the Neurosonics Personal Enhancement Series, designed for you to begin to make changes. Changes that will lead you towards greater genius, greater creativity, and the ability to move through personal problems, professional problems, and problems of a grandiose nature. Any block or wall just becomes the opportunity to move through any confusion or any understood limit to new realities and new opportunities that will open up doorways to a more exciting future, to opportunities, to wealth, to personal power and untold opportunities, to enjoy passion by utilizing the states of consciousness used by great thinkers all through time, to open that doorway to the other states of consciousness that lie inside of you, dormant, just ready to explode into the chance to be able to think of ideas that you have never suspected, to find easy ways to learn new things from your history and the people you've seen from all kinds of places that lie deep inside your mind. Put them together in new configurations and have a new way to see, hear, and feel the world around you. Because you want the chance to do something new way. Now, let's consider, for example, the universe from the point of view of someone like Newton. To him, the universe was just a huge clock ticking away slowly, and that the laws of the universe, the rules that govern reality, were things to be discovered and obeyed. When Einstein came along and he was trying to solve a problem in the field of physics, he dropped into a deep state one time, and when he did, he emerged with a new idea. He found himself riding on a photon of light, and on that photon of light, he held in his hand a flashlight, and as he shined it forward, he began to ask himself new questions. Would the light move forward? If he looked over at someone riding at a photon next to him and shined the light at him, would he hit that person, or would the light flow behind him? You see, any time there's any problem, there's any difficulty or something that you're trying to do in a new, more productive way, the solutions, the grandiose, the elusive, obvious, as Feldenkrais called it, the opportunity to discover the fantastic and the simple, these require that you learn to suspend your beliefs just long enough to see outside your model of the world. You see, as Gregory Bateson, one of those very great thinkers, taught us that the map is not the territory. Your ideas and your beliefs are not the world, but the biological structures inside your head, the chemicals, the electrical flowing, the neurocortex. It's our representation of the world, not the world itself. This means as we change our ideas, we perceive new parts of the world. Now, if we add to the equation the learnings and understandings of neuro-linguistic programming, you can begin to see that it's not just Einstein's universe, but the universe beyond Einstein. It's not just where you are in the universe that changes the equations that determine what we perceive about the amorphous reality. It's who we are and how our mind works, how fast we're moving, where we are, what we think about, when we are in history, our language, our culture, the very way that we think personally, and the beliefs that we have that determine our world, and that in fact we influence the universe itself through our very understanding of it, because the laws of the universe change as soon as you add into the equation that consciousness itself is a force that can influence the physical world. This is why all the toasters are appearing on the planet Earth. Because consciousness is able to change matter, human beings are able to influence the world around them. As our ideas change, the very universe changes. Now, it may be a very small change at this time, insignificant to the universe at large. But as there's more humans, as we spread through the universe, we will discover our very thoughts influence the universe itself. Now, you've had in your life, at various times, new ideas. You make pictures of the things you believe. You tell yourself things. You have feelings. You have believed in your past things that you no longer believe. You see and hear and feel things now that you didn't feel as a child. You've had new ideas pop into your mind. Now we're going to build an explicit tool to be able to have new learnings. New learnings about the world around us, so that we can build ideas and therefore new perceptions and new learnings. If you've ever had an idea come from out of nowhere into your mind and been thrilled and excited, your business, in your life, in your personal relationships, in all aspects of living, new ways and new understandings can open the doorway to new opportunities. So stop now. Pick something, something you know will be worth changing about your future. Something in your business that could be more productive. Something in your life that can be more filled with excitement and vigor and fun. Some part of you, some belief may be in your way. Now, in this way, we can learn from Aldous Huxley, from Virginia Satir, from Madame Curie, from Aristotle, from all these great people, that by changing the state of consciousness in which you're in, going into the state that you call deep reflection, we can open up the dream machine inside us and fall into what it is we do not know, and see therefore things worth knowing by looking at the world. Take a very deep breath, sit all the way back, and let your consciousness float inside and feel your body fully and relax and know. a ride inside. You're about to let your thoughts wander away from what it is you know into the unfamiliar. Now, normally, people avoid the familiar. They think, but always they go back to it. And whenever you find yourself being stuck in anything, I can tell you for sure, you're being stuck in what it is that you know, what it is you believe. And if you have in your life any strong beliefs that frustrate you about your capabilities, about the extent of passion for life you can have, about your ability to be a successful doer in this world, about someone who can make money, who can be excited, who can be motivated, about anybody who believes they can't be one of the greatest thinkers in the world, they don't really have anything special compared to their ability to change their state of mind. Now let us begin to take even deeper breaths and float more into the back of your mind. Look at what it is you believe is in the way of you getting where it is that you want to go. And as you do so now, push the image of it into your past. Look at something from 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Look at that. And take what you believe is in the way of your future and notice the difference in their location. And then pull what's in your way and move it slowly over. Push it further into the past. Because as Einstein taught us, time is relative to where you are. But I'm telling you, it's also relative to when you are. Because I want you in your mind, floating into the future, looking back. And as you view your problem being past, you'll see from a new direction. Shrink it down, move it away. Take the voices, move them into the distance, make them silly. Ever so silly. How could I have ever thought that? And learn that you're about to enter the dream machine and suspend your beliefs and stop and look into your own most convictions. The strongest convictions, the boldest conviction. No, just the simplest one. Stop and let me ask you, do you believe you need to have your heart beating to be alive? Do you believe there's blood in your veins? Do you think that tomorrow you'll need blood in your veins and for the rest of your life? And as you look down into that belief, realize that inside of that conviction, suddenly from all around you, in all directions, your right and your left and above you, will fly in the notion that you can suspend your beliefs for a moment and ideas will burst into your mind and step right into that conviction. And I want you to begin to fantasize. Ride on the wings of time and change your ideas and let your beliefs begin to suspend themselves and consider all the things you haven't thought of. What are you not thinking about right now? Drift and learn. You're about to see new things coming into your life. Things that will be important. Just sit back and listen to the music and let your mind wander. Let your imagination run away with you now. You to do is to begin to go all the way back in, back inside your mind, the way, way it's time back. To learn to go in, way inside to, yourself,
very,
with a growing
very
sense
sing.
Staying to relax from the top of your head,
in front of your mind,
to down your forehead. Feel a drop of gravity striking
you
the top of your head,
to
spread down.
Stay in.
As it covers you from toe to head,
and
it will spread evenly, relaxing.
Each
really relaxing
every
each
breath,
and
you
every
will
single
more
muscle
in more
in
relaxed
your body
with comfort,
you
enjoyment
will
and a sense of growing security.
You stay. State
deep
where the outside world
can
begin to disappear.
The more you
as you focus in, focus in,
you will
on
go
your
each and
desires
breath.
Your hopes
to
I want you to begin to look inside yourself.
Relax.
We're going to make the conscious
and
mind. That's right. Relax.
With each
really relaxed. Twice as much.
You breathe out
than you ever would think that you because your difficulties are based on the fact that the more you try to stop yourself.
Just
the more
remember melodies,
childhood
enjoyment,
deeper than
pleasant places,
you would ever
times
learn
to play
new
games
more
with enjoyment.
Take the image of
old
minds, begin to enjoy, push them,
new things,
push them away,
you so
far,
be
away,
and
paint
drifting deep,
feel floating,
there's
step through your ideas,
a little play,
voices,
new stories,
now
games,
down
in
that
you never knew how much
more
there would be to know,
distance
because
further,
you're just learning
that's right,
how to learn,
really,
stay
nothing
more,
which
than
darkness. Fading images,
comfort,
distance,
slowness,
and slower,
the
slower,
most
important
deal.
Oh. yourself a chance to suspend your beliefs. Ideas fading, beliefs about the future simply come apart as the molecule moves away to where they're no longer visible. That's right. Warm, soft, moistening. Step back.
With the unconscious processes that can learn
smooth,
to anything
small. That's right.
Now,
light, ever so light, warm, warmness, brightness, fading, lightness. That's right. Oh, that's just so right.
Just
now, it's time to move into what it is you do not know
and want
to float on the wings of
into
time
and
change
now
your pace down
to
pitch down. Ideas fade away now. You can't have the space to learn
changes that
really learn
important.
Something you
can in time
becomes
more
your relaxed,
smooth,
so relaxed and
simply
serving. Reason learning. Inside of you, there is
more
mirror
than we might say.
Past history, but remember, and forgotten. A fertile ground of experiences of your own,
reflections
of movies you've seen, of music you've heard.
Mine.
Let us remember that every single new creation came from the history of the person who made it and their ability to suspend ideas and themselves and their feelings and their beliefs totally twice as much now
as
every Mozart,
you?
Every Beethoven, every new opera and artwork and photograph, every new piece of literature, every new story and every new scientific step forward came from nowhere. It came from the back of someone's mind and found a way to move in through their hopes and their dreams into the foreground. So now what we're going to do is to begin in the depths and depths of your mind to take the time to drop way twice as much, even twice as much, still learning. That's right. And as you begin in a moment to hear me say the word dream on, you'll history in your childhood, from all the ideas that lie outside of what it is you do not know yet. They will coalesce and merge themselves in your unconsciousness into a dream. A dream that will show you, although not totally, a completely different new way, a new angle, a new voice in your head. The voices that were loud will be soft. You'll hear new sounds, see new ideas as the dream machine starts to pull together your fantastic creativity.
So,
you're going to begin to
get those voices.
Have the chance to dream on it now.
Pictures fading off away. Thoughts of comfort. Move inside.
Really dreaming.
Dreaming.
Seeing the world in a new
way.
Float with the music and dream.
Dream.
And in less than
dream
a minute,
on.
A new idea, a series of new ideas will explode in your
chances
mind.
You can make
do it
to all kinds of new things. Now.
Vigorous and exciting. See new possibilities and watch them with excitement and realize this is just the beginning. And take that new idea and throw it down into the conviction that a new idea is born inside you every time you get the chance to let go your beliefs. And give yourself the opportunity to step into a new reality. There you go. And take that conviction into your future. And look up and see your new choices have only just begun. Because I'm going to give you a chance right now. Turn on the dream machine even harder, heavier, to pull out into the fast lane. Put the fun meter with the red lights. Sparking sparks come off the guardrails. Increased productivity in life and the
fun,
drawn
to intimacy, all the things.
Maximizing your
you
own resources
and take
of
action.
Creativity.
You change your
that's right.
beliefs only.
There's another dream coming in
fall.
There's even a better solution.
And let your...
In fact, I want you to dream three real
your history,
dreams.
Work, spread, search,
and then
around.
The
and
end
build
of each one.
A future which makes new
there'll
possibilities
for you.
Feel so good. Feel so fine.
Then another dream will begin.
So weird.
And at the end of the three, something amazing will happen.
What could
the dream machine will combine them, find out what's missing and what's there, and explode into your mind an idea so fantastic it'll surround you from side to side. The sound will be dramatic and dynamic, and your heart will beat fast only then. First, you must now find that you are only just ready. One, two, three. Dream on now. Those ideas flow from nowhere. Your neural cortical pathways, dipping into all experiences, scanning and searching through the back of your mind, through your childhood, through your fantasies, through what you've seen others do. And, start that third dream, trance dreams. Time and trance moves at a different rate. Speed up the internal world. While real time moves slowly,
sometimes
you enter Einstein's dream.
It'll go fast.
Step inside it and dream on now. Breathe the ideas flow. Side to side, pull in this, put out that.
Put in something.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Pleasantly. But you feel something in the back of your mind beginning to pull all the elements from all the dream
resonant
together. As your mind only feels it comes, here it comes, building. Let it coalesce. It's about to pop. I know it is.
Yes, now.
Here it comes. It's ready. And there's an idea coming for you. Watch it. See it. Feel it. Hear it. Let it come to you peacefully and joyfully. A wonderful, luscious, sumptuous solution that allows you to step into a new future. Reach in, grab your conviction, and let it explode into your mind as you turn your head right and look forward. See it now. And watch and enjoy and begin to see how many new choices you'll find. There. One there. You're only
and then
taking
it could be
time.
Something might be
that will save time.
More fun
for you.
Include more chances.
I know you've got a pocket full of dreams.
It's there.
Right in your own mind. To go further. I want you to know now the dreams that Einstein had of a new universe included a new position. My dreams only include your abilities to be able to put pieces from here, there, and everywhere in your mind in a myriad of new configurations.
Able.
Think, for example, right now.
To not be able to.
Right now.
What's about
pick three things in your life which need more productivity, which could have more productivity. Maybe even one that you think is as productive as it could be. One which needs productivity and a problem to solve. Think one, then the second, then the third. And now, in a moment, we're going to turn on the full tilt dream machine inside of you. I want you to start at your toes. Feel the hairs and the nape of your neck and your arms. And your unconscious processes are about to align themselves. They only need the right state. And your conscious mind need only to focus on the problem. The things that could be maximally already successful. And look into what future it would produce for you. And realize there's a better one, just next to it, just over. And really take a deep breath now. Here it comes. Turn on that dream machine for the whole thing and fly into the music. Start live three dreams.
Into
what a good idea.
Begin. You do now.
That's right. Do it
now.
Learn. Drift and drift.
Drift
and
drift.
Learn.
Drift and drift.
Pull together things from
all
time
and
all places that you never would have thought of. There's joy and happiness. There's an easier way.
Yes.
There's a more pleasant set of sensations.
There it comes.
It's learnable. Choose it. Stretch on. Deeper. Let those dreams cycle inside of each other. Dreams about this and that. Three different things. Problem? This? Something that couldn't get better. May it all get better. Learn.
Yes.
As the deeper you dream.
And
deeper down, down,
it's
down, still,
so
still learning.
Will.
The deeper you
get, really
more has been. It will compress and come together and well into a new idea.
Simple.
It will pop and crystallize and grow and surround you
in
side to side and build in your mind. Suddenly you'll see.
Chances.
New hopes and new dreams
expand.
You'll feel different.
Some
toe to head
and
the right to the left.
Then
take the idea you see
can.
And in one hand see yourself doing all these new things, viewing the world this way. And in your other hand, see the way life would have been. Now, watch them begin to get pulled together. As your hands move closer to one another, see the two you merge into one image, and then come closer and closer.
Closer.
Feel it enter you.
Closer.
And a tingling
so
begins.
Very much.
And as it spreads,
my
your ideas, the new ones you've made today,
clarity.
Suddenly
yes.
Will become clearer, brighter, closer. That's
right.
Fixed. Turn and put them in your beliefs.
Such a
draw
lovely sound.
Things you know
feel
you
it.
Can do.
Let it swell up.
What a
positive
dynamic
image of seeing.
Successful.
Can.
Happy.
Be.
Learnable person. That's right. Because you know. Now, it's only a matter of time. The time to make a change you've always wanted. So, that time is now. That's right. That's right. Learning. Quietly while you dream. dreams that have changed your life. That's right. And now I want you to realize, when you come out of this deep state, I want you to come out with total refreshment. And those ideas are going to grow stronger and brighter and become clearer to you in every way.
Every
way imaginable.
You can.
You're going to see the world and feel different. Because as you do so, you're going to make those changes stick. That's right, really stick and coalesce. And when you awaken, you'll become the kind of person who does those things, who puts them into action, because it's important. And as long as you're breathing, and as long as you have understanding, the dream machine will work for you.
It'll make you
every time you feast or in trance time, as drop
behind,
and treasures will occur.
Smile
on what seems to
find new directions,
but what seems to you
are the things
like the same amount of time.
The unfamiliar can become
little
familiar with this tape. Instead of avoiding problems,
every
you can seek positive solutions
will provide
which are pleasant.
The
include all of the things
to
in life you
make
changes.
To
important
changes. That's right.
Here
and they're gonna be pleasant. And they're gonna be fun.
And
because you want a better life. And it's really silly not to have one. If you look at the kinds of things you believed and where it's taken you, the ones that took you good places were worth having.
Enjoy.
And any belief you have that gets in your way would be silly to keep. When would you ever eat a menu in a restaurant? Well, if you would eat away your unwanted ideas, you still wouldn't be full, but you could be full of new ideas by turning on the dream machine, by powering down into the unconscious processor, scanning through the neural cortical networks that are yours into all the possibilities you can conceive of, then suspend your beliefs long enough to look at the world, make your hopes into possibilities that are logical. And when you get stuck, moving to the right and the left, and maybe what you wanted wasn't enough. Maybe there's more. There always has been. Look how many more ideas there are than there was when the world began.
Boy, there's lots of
think
them.
At one time, there was no money. And look how much there is in the world now.
A lot.
So there can be more money for everyone.
Well,
that's it.
How do you
more get dreams for everyone? It's time to get out there and go do it.
Act on.
So as you begin to come
all
on
ideas,
the way up, I want
solid,
you to realize
firm,
the dream machine will be working in your unconscious always.
Yes.
And it will remain active. And anytime you feel stuck, it'll be there for you to use for your own benefit. Life's excitement and the personal enhancement you can get from it, and the enhancement you can spread around to your family, your friends, your employees, and the world at large. It's there inside you. You've got a big pocket full of dreams. Use them all the time. This is RB and DC saying goodbye for now. You're on your way. Go do it. Yeah.